This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A precision conservation program geared to get more farmers engaged in best management practices that protect water quality and prevent nutrient loss has been awarded a multi-million dollar grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Precision Conservation Management Program, or PCM, was submitted by the Illinois Corn Growers Association to the USDA for consideration for funding under the agency's Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The funding announcement was made at the Illinois Corn Growers Association offices on Friday by Robert Bonney, the USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. On hand to accept the funding investment on behalf of the corn growers was the association president, Jeff Jarbo, a family farmer from Loda, Illinois. Although Illinois Corn Growers Association originated the program, its success depends on a larger partnership with more than 30 other organizations. Cornerstone partners in the effort include the Illinois Corn Marketing Board through an investment of corn checkoff dollars, the University of Illinois, Farm Business Farm Management, and Heartland Science and Technology Group. The following is a statement from USDA Undersecretary Robert Bonney at the meeting on Friday.
You all know how productive Illinois farmland is. It's some of the most productive farmland in the world. And you also know that agriculture is vital to the rural economy here. We also know that by mid-century, we're going to need to feed 9 billion people across the planet. And so we're going to ask these lands to do more. We're going to ask our farmers and our producers to do more. We're going to need to be more productive. But we also know that we have significant environmental challenges. We've got to do more to prevent nutrient loss, nitrogen and phosphorus into our waterways. And so we have to accomplish both these goals, higher productivity and better environmental outcomes. And if we're going to do that, we need strategies that integrate conservation into landowners and producers' existing operations. They need to tailor these types of practices to their own needs. They need to make business sense. And they need to use the best data and technology. We need a blueprint for conservation success. And we need something that we can try here and replicate across the country. And so today, we're delighted to announce that we're providing $5.3 million to the Precision Conservation Management project here in Illinois.
The Illinois Pork Expo is scheduled for this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. I talked with the Illinois Pork Producers Association Communications Director, Morgan Booth, and she said there will be lots of great things happening at the Expo. Morgan, before we know it, the Illinois Pork Expo is going to be here.
Yes, it is. It is less than a week away, so it starts this coming Tuesday, February 16th, and we run the 16th and the 17th all day, both days.
And something new this year, you guys have moved to a new location.
Yes, our new location over in Springfield at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. We moved over there from Peoria, and so this will be the first time in 30 years it is back in Springfield, so we're really excited about that. And then also with that move, we have a lot of other changes, one being the legislative reception. That was part of the reason we moved to Springfield, was to be closer to our legislators. So we combined our legislative reception, which will be on Tuesday evening from 5 to 7:30, and we're going to bring legislators over and have it on the trade show floor to really show legislators the impact that the pork industry has on Illinois, and they're able to talk face-to-face with producers and businesses in the industry.
So will the reception serve as sort of a social hour to give farmers the opportunity to just chat with legislators and tell their story?
Yeah, we will have a meal and beverages, and so there will be a social hour with that. It's an hour and a half long, so there will be plenty of time to eat and mingle and, like you said, have farmers tell their story and, you know, let the legislators know if they ever have any questions that we're open and they can call us anytime.
Some other great things going on at the Expo. You're going to have several different breakout sessions.
Yes, we've got a lot of breakout sessions. Those are all taking place on Wednesday, the 17th. We've got four that run at the same time in the morning. Those are on contract production opportunities, so for grain farmers looking to go into hog production. We've also got one for women on the farm, how to balance your family life, working on the farm, cooking, how, you know, to juggle all of those things. We've got some on manure management and barn management for our current contract growers. and we've also got a youth and show pig purebred breeders seminar running all morning on Wednesday with various updates from different people. And then in the afternoon, we've got a biosecurity presentation and updates on other health issues, new antibiotic standards, and then one on markets, how to market your farm to the public, and also a market update and outlook, which is always great for farmers.
So it sounds like if the whole family wants to attend, there's something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. For all ages and for all types of producers, there is something for you here.
And we can't forget about the trade show. And this, I believe, is this the largest swine-specific trade show in the state?
Yes, it is. And we're even more excited because we have a full trade show floor. We've actually got a waiting list going. So it's going to be jam-packed. It might take you both days to get through it. We're open on Tuesday. The trade show is from 3 to 9 p.m. And on Wednesday, it's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So plan on coming both days. It might take you both to get through it.
For those wanting to attend the expo, do they need to register beforehand? Can they register at the door?
Well, our online registration is closed. Since it's getting so close to the deadline, we're getting everything ready to take over. But you are still absolutely welcome to come and then register when you get there. So if you haven't registered yet, you are still absolutely welcome to come.
And remind us again if there is a cost to attend and what the hours are for the expo.
Yeah, the cost to attend now for youth ages 10 to 18 is $10, and for adults it is $15. But if you are a IPPA member, you get in free, and the hours run from Tuesday from 3 to 9 for the trade show. We've got some other events happening before that, like our annual meeting. But the trade show is open from 3 to 9, and then on Wednesday, all of the seminars and trade show happens from 9 to 4.
Anything that we haven't mentioned about the expo that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I think we have covered it all, but if you need more information or want to see a full schedule of events, you can go to our website, which is www.ilpork.com.
Illinois Pork Producers, Director of Communications, Morgan Booth. And one last piece of information for you this morning. The 2016 West Central Illinois Agronomy Day is taking place this Wednesday, February 17th, at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The program starts at 8:30 in the morning and will last until 12:30, with lunch provided to all those who register in advance. And to register for that event, you can visit the U of I Extension website. And again, that's this Wednesday beginning at 8:30. West Central Illinois Agronomy Day at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.